In brief, the warm-up begins. Friday update. The storm delivered. Longmont received over 2 inches of liquid and about 7 to 11 inches of snow in spots. Boulder saw 12 to 19 inches. We warm up, melt off and dig out from here. Figure 1 update. The Kokoroz new snow report as of 7 a.m. Thursday. Figure 2 update. The Kokoroz new snow report as of 7 a.m. Friday. End Friday update. Forecast discussion. Winter storm warning. Issued, 8:13 p.m. March 12, 2024 National Weather Service. Winter storm warning in effect from 9 p.m. Wednesday to 6 a.m. Mountain Daylight Saving Time Friday. What? Heavy snow expected. Total snow accumulations between 9 and 18 inches. Winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Where? Boulder and the western suburbs of Denver and Denver. When? From 9 p.m. Wednesday to 6 a.m. Mountain Daylight Saving Time Friday. Impacts. Travel could be very difficult to impossible. The hazardous conditions could impact the Wednesday evening and Thursday morning commutes. Precautionary preparedness actions. If you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency. The latest road conditions for Colorado can be obtained by calling 511 or by going to www.cotrip.org. ... We have the warmth before the storm. Finally, it looks like a major winter storm is on its way. It should be the biggest of the year, Channel 9 said, the biggest in 3 years. We might hear some thunder early Wednesday morning, with a break in the action Wednesday morning with rain chances picking up again in the afternoon. Any rain that falls should change over to snow around 8 p.m., but could wait as long as the pre-dawn hours. If it does change to snow in the evening, then top snow totals are expected. Figure 1. It is looking more likely that most of I-25 south of featuring Collins and especially the Denver Metro will get to or exceed a foot of snow. Snow tapers off early morning Friday. The system is powered by a slow-moving cutoff low that will roll by, Figure 2. The central mountains might pick up areas of 32 to 46 inches of snow, Figure 3. The pre-snow rain isn't looking very impressive, currently, maybe 0.1 to 0.25, of water, Figure 4, at the lower elevations. Matt McKenzie's map from Weather 5280-1224, for Boulder and 6-12, for western Denver, Figure 5. Note. The trend in the models is for even more snow to fall forecast after forecast. I'll update as needed. Snowfall roundup for Longmont. Weather 5,280 to 10.9 inches. The GFS, 14-16 inches. The NOM, 16 to 18. The Canadian, 10 to 12. Channel 9 to 6-12 inches. Channel 7 to 7. My forecast. 7 to 14. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Longmont from weatherunderground.com. Figure 2. The 500 MB upper air forecast map from the GFS and tropicaltidbits.com. Figure 3. The 3-day 10 to 1 snowfall forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 4. The 3-day precipitation, and snowmelt, forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 5. The weather5280.com/Matt Macon snowfall forecast from this storm. The long-range forecast. For the weekend and beyond, we warm up and dig out.